Oshima leans back against the counter, taking time to search for the right words. The clock on the wall ticks away as I wait. Finally, he speaks up. So what you're saying is that when she was 20, Miss Sayaki left Takamatsu in despair and was living alone somewhere when she happened to meet your father, Koichi Tamura, and they got married. They were blessed with you, and then, 4 years later, something happened and she ran away, leaving you behind. After this, there's a mysterious blank, but then she shows up back in Shikoku. Do I have that right? Yeah. It's not impossible. What I mean is, at this point, I don't have any evidence to refute your hypothesis. So much of her life is a total mystery. Rumor has it she lived in Tokyo. Plus, she's about the same age as your father. When she came back to Takamatsu, though, she was alone. How old did you say your sister is? 21. The same age as me, Oshima says. I'm not your sister. That much I know for certain. I've got parents, and my brother, all related by blood. A family way too good for me. He folds his arms and looks at me for a while. I've got a question for you. Have you ever looked at your birth certificate? That would give your mother's name and age. Of course I have. So what did it say? There wasn't any name, I say. He looks surprised. No name? How can that be? There wasn't any. No kidding. I have no idea why. As far as my birth certificate is concerned, I have no mother, nor an older sister. There's only my father's name and mine on the certificate. Legally, I'm a bastard, an illegitimate child. But you actually had a mother and sister at one time. I nod. I did, until I was 4. The 4 of us lived together. It's not just my imagination. I remember it very clearly. The 2 of them left soon after I turned 4. I pull out my wallet and show Oshima the photo of me and my sister playing at the shore. He gazes at it for a moment, smiles, and hands it back. Kafka on the shore, he says. I nod and put the photograph back in my wallet. The wind swirls outside, pounding rain against the window. The ceiling light casts shadows of me and Oshima on the floor, where we look like we're having an ominous talk in some alternative world. You don't remember your mother's face? Oshima asks. You lived together till you were 4, so you should have some memory of what she looked like. I shake my head. I just can't remember, not at all. I don't know why, but the part of my memory where her face should be is dark, painted over, blank. Oshima ponders this for a while. Tell me more about why you think Miss Sayaki might be your mother. That's enough, I say. Let's just forget it. I'm making too much of it. I don't mind. Go ahead and say what's on your mind, he says. Then the 2 of us can decide if you're making too much of it or not. Oshima's shadow on the floor moves in time with his movements, though it's slightly more exaggerated. There are an amazing number of coincidences between me and Miss Sayaki, I say. They're like pieces of a puzzle that fit together. I understood this when I listened to Kafka on the shore. First is the fact that I was drawn to this library, like fate reeling me in. A straight line from Nakano to Takamatsu. Very strange when you think about it. Like the plot of a Greek tragedy, Oshima says. Plus, I add, I'm in love with her. With Miss Sayaki? Yeah, probably. Probably, Oshima repeats, frowning. Do you mean it's probably Miss Sayaki you're in love with, or that you're probably in love with her? I turn red. I can't really explain it, I reply. It's complicated, and there's a lot of stuff I still don't get. But you're probably in love. Probably with Miss Sayaki. Right, I say. Very much. Probably, but also very much. I nod. At the same time, it's possible that she's your mother. Another of my patented nods. For a 15-year-old who doesn't even shave yet, You're sure carrying a lot of baggage around? Oshima takes a sip of his coffee and carefully places the cup back on its saucer. I'm not saying that's wrong, just that everything has a critical point. I don't say anything. Oshima touches his temples and is lost in thought for a time. He crosses his slim fingers together in front of his chest. I'll try to find that sheet music as soon as I can. I can finish off here, so why don't you go back to your room?
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听，请推荐给身边的好友。